Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have emptied my bladder.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well, this week, welcome to What's
Hello.
Your
What's your excuse?
I forgot how much we did for you and P.
I am Megan.
And I'm Caitlin.
So
this is
go
What's
on.
Your Excuse, the podcast.
Oh yeah, right? I thought we had already said. You said welcome to What's Your Excuse.
Oh yeah, okay. So. Welcome. Yes.
Hello again.
Should we say that this is the spooky? This is a podcast where we explain all the reasons why our excuses for being a fucked up human, like weird shit.
We're
you know,
weirdies,
a little bit of weirdos.
That's right.
On the weirdo side.
So this week we're kind of going quickly because this is our first.
Minisode, even though I think we've technically said that before.
Yeah, but this
I think it ended up not being
one.
Short.
It did not. It did not.
This is our first 40-minute long minisode.
Yeah. So this one's actually going to be a minisode. We are going to take a listener story that we were sent.
Yes.
And he actually was kind enough to record it for us.
Yeah, so you'll get to hear his actual voice, which is really fun to hear. Not us butchering.
Yeah.
And so if you're really sick of our voices, buckle in, you get a new voice.
And I don't want to butcher Danish names either. Is he in?
Yeah.
He's in Denmark. Yeah.
So this is Patreon donor Jeffrey, a friend of both of ours.
Yes.
And his best friend, Kale, who you know.
Little backstory about Kale.
I don't know Kale. I've never met him.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just know of him.
Kale, the sweetest.
I liked his life tips or whatever.
And yes.
Those are funny. Mm-hmm. He seems like a really funny dude.
Yes.
But he's
hilarious.
Lived in Denmark the entire time that I've known Jeffrey. So.
Right. So Kale was a year younger than me in high school. And he and I had one class together. That class was called Theory of Knowledge. It was hosted. It was taught by it was really great.
Oh,
it was
really?
An incredible class. It
Theory
was
knowledge.
A class where we were able to, we studied like different philosophies.
Okay, I like this.
Different kinds of like beliefs. We read like Siddhartha Gautama. We read Sophie's World. We read The Kite Runner. A lot of different things. And it was an incredible class taught by an incredible man named Mr. Dale Hollis. The kindest man you'll ever meet. That's a completely different story, but I have
Mike
a photo
says, what about
of him.
Me, bitch? To really tie in, really hone in that
so,
kindest man.
I have a photo of Mr. Hollis in my living room printed up.
I would like to see this printed hanging.
The sweetest man. Yes,
and
it
really
hangs
loved
in
him.
My living room. Yes.
Wow, I've never felt that way about any teacher.
But Colette, well, I'll tell you about Mr. Hollis one day.
Yeah.
Really just a great man. he was forced into retirement. So Colette and I had this class together, and he would bring Activia every day. His mom would pack his lunch.
Love Activia.
Or he would pack his lunch. I don't know. We never got into the nitty gritty of who packed his lunch in the morning, but he always had an Activia. And I remember telling him, like, do you have problems pooping?
Live cultures.
And he was like, no, because I eat Activia every day. And then one day I looked over and this fool had his turkey sandwich upright. Like the entrance, the opening of the sandwich is cut in diagonal. And he had it upright and the entrance facing his face. And he proceeded to eat his sandwich as if he was performing cunnilingus. For like 5 minutes, he looked at me and I was gagging. I was like, what is the matter with you? And he is laughing so hard. A memory I can never erase.
It's burned in there.
Calais eating out his sandwich.
Love it.
Mustard all over his face. Mm. I don't know why. Where, our teacher,
Mr. Dale Hollis, didn't care.
It was in class.
Yes. He was enjoying the
Mr.
show.
Hollis did not notice because Mr. Hollis had no depth perception. His eyes did a little bit of this.
I see.
And so he just did never notice when Kale was doing ridiculous things. But we became friends after that class. And then we kind of didn't talk for a while. And then when I became friends with Aaron, uh-huh, I kind of meshed into that group a little bit. That's how Jeffrey and I met. Kale and I re-met in that circle.
Setting, yeah.
And so we've known each other for, God,
a long time.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
He has grown up quite a bit. I love Kale. He still hilarious.
In Denmark.
Still kind.
Fuck yeah.
Still doesn't put up with shit and is living in Denmark and married now, mm-hmm, and was a teacher at a school.
Love that.
And that's kind of what
he's
going to talk about.
I wonder if he eats sandwiches out for his kids.
Hope not.
I do too.
But that's what he is going to talk about, is the hauntings that occurred in the school he worked at.
Fantastic. So without further ado, we will let Kale take that away.
Well, there was this one time that I was teaching at a hoi school in Denmark, which is a kind of, well, it doesn't matter, but a kind of school. And it was located in this old sort of chateau manor house, which was built, I think, in the 1600s or so, somewhere around there. And anyway, it was the end of the semester. It was in December, and all the students had gone home. And on this night, it was only myself and the headmaster who were in the building, and he was already asleep in the other wing. And I went around on the ground floor, just locking up all the doors, and I locked the doors in the dining hall, and we had this big grand piano in there. And as I walked past it, it just went off. It was really like somebody had dropped an anvil on the strings or a bunch of hammers or something. It was really, it just let off this huge bang that was deafening, and it came out of nowhere. There's no reason. Nobody touched it. I wasn't even close to it. It just went off as I walked past, and that was strange enough. But there wasn't anything there wasn't anything to do about it. So I just went on. I went over to the other wing, locked the main doors, and I started going up the stairs. And about halfway up, I started hearing the sound. It's very clear and unmistakable, the sound of a big dinner party, you know, about 80 people eating. It was clear as day. There were the scraping of the chairs and silverware scraping on the plates and glasses clinking and just this big reverberant murmur that you would hear in a huge room full of people eating. And I knew that couldn't be, just besides the fact that I knew that myself and the headmaster were the only people in the building that night. But even if there had been 80 people there, the area where the sound was coming from had at one time been one big open room, but now it's been partitioned into small rooms, one bedroom little allotments for the students to sleep in. So even if there had been that many people, they couldn't possibly have been in that part of the building and making that sound. So yeah, that was strange enough. And I kept thinking that the sun was going to disappear or something. And I just took one step at a time, and it just stayed totally clear. And I realized that, of course, I didn't have my phone on me, so I couldn't record it. I'd left it in my room. So I don't have any definitive proof, unfortunately. But anyway, I went up to the top of the staircase, and the sound did not diminish whatsoever. It was still clear as day. I could hear chairs scraping and all that, just right on the other side of the door, on the last step before the landing. And I stayed there for about 5 minutes or so, just listening and not really knowing what to do. And then I finally put my foot on the landing, and the second my foot touched down, it all just cut off like somebody pulled a plug, and it was dead silent. Like all those people just got sucked down a drain. And I went through the door, and of course it was just this narrow hallway and all these small rooms and no lights on, nothing, nobody there. So I went around and locked the windows, and there's a fire door there, so I had to go back downstairs to get to the other wing. I went down, went outside, went to the other wing. I was halfway up the staircase there on my way to bed, and then suddenly the lights cut out. So I'm just caught halfway up the staircase in pitch blackness, and you know, I was a little rattled at this point. I just scrambled up the rest of the stairs on my hands and knees in the dark and ran straight for the room at the top, which was the fancy room in that wing, which I'd sort of commandeered for the night since nobody else was around. And I ran in there and slammed the door behind me and locked it. And then I tried to go to bed. And it was tough. I couldn't really go to sleep because there was a really violent storm going on that night. It was the night of a new moon. There was no light to start with. And this castle or chateau was built on the edge of a lake, so there were these really violent gusts of wind coming off the lake and just like body slamming the building. It was really you know, I was scared that the windows were gonna explode into the room because it was so forceful, the winds coming in. So just because of that, I couldn't sleep anyway, and I was awake until 3 or 4 in the morning, and then it got even worse. There were some footsteps, and somebody knocked on my door. And I knew there's nobody. It definitely wasn't BH. It wasn't the headmaster. He was asleep on the other side of the building, and would be knocking on my door at 4 in the morning. Somebody knocked. I just stayed still, didn't move a muscle. He knocked again. And then I watched as the doorknob turned in front of my eyes. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, at that point I just hid under the covers until the sun came up again, and I didn't sleep a wink the whole night. And the next morning, got up, and on my way out, I saw the headmaster, and it was like, ooh, PH, man. I told him about the night, and funny thing was, he was super blasé about it. He was very, oh yeah, but you know, it's it's a new moon and all that, and no, not enough people here, and you know, they kind of, it, you know, it gets like that on nights like that. You know, it's pretty normal. So that was normal for him, but I'm definitely not gonna forget that night anytime soon.
Wow.
Well,
I hope that really woke you up if you weren't already. So if you weren't scared out of your seats, now you are.
So that is Kale's story. Yeah. And thank you so much for sending that in, for recording that. Thanks for sending it in to Jeffrey.
And then Jeffrey sending it in to us.
Thanks to Jeffrey for sending it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, also thank you for sending it to Jeffrey.
Yeah. Cause that takes some work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have stories that, I mean, if it's easier for you to record, please just like make sure it's decent quality.
Yes.
Or if you feel comfortable writing it down, you know, write it out to us. You can send us an email at
whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. You can also reach out to us. We're doing a little bit backwards. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should switch.
You can also reach out to us on Instagram,
which is What's Your Excuse Podcast. No spaces or apostrophes.
Or you can send us a message on Facebook.
That's right. At What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes, because there
we're not animals.
That's right. So you can reach out to us at any of those three places. If you also know us directly, then you're more than welcome to just send us a direct message. That's mm-hmm. what Tony did. Jeffrey actually sent it into our email, mm-hmm. even though he knows us, but it's a good central place.
Yes.
Like, so if you do know both of us, that's a wonderful place to send it. Mm-hmm. We want to hear more. If you've got, you know, skinwalkers, ghosts, crazy asylum, anything. Like schools, anything like that. If you have, I've got some school ones I can tell at a later date.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Recently in Robinson. Straight up saw, nope, I saw it.
Nope, I didn't know you were allowed to say that.
Oh. At a school I teach at, blank that out. Mike, did you hear it? Blank it out.
Did you hear it?
And bleep. You can use that bleep. That sounds good. I'm just kidding. So at one of my schools, I saw a ghost and yeah, it freaked me out. There's something about that cafetorium that freaks me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Do not like being in there. So nice little illusion.
I like that you call it a cafetorium.
It's because it is.
It's not a cafeteria?
It's a cafeteria. That's also their stage.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they perform in there, and whenever they have like choir and
band
and anything performances, it happens on the cafeteria.
I think we did that too, but we still just called it a cafeteria.
Oh, yeah. This cafetorium.
Oh.
I think it's what it says. It is a middle school. Yes. Middle schools have cafetoriums.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Our high school had it.
My middle school, it had a cafetorium. Mm-hmm. It did.
Well,
reach out to us, tell us your ghost stories. As always, we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios. They're making us sound good.
That's right.
And
goodbye.
Stay spooky. this is spooky. we matched it that time.
Yeah,
last time I dropped it down an octave.
Doing it.
This is spooky.
I did it bad.
That's good. Use that one forever.
Perfect.
Anyways, peace out, bitches.
What's your excuse?
This is spooky.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again. Okay.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher,
wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResWrite.
ResWrite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResWrite.com for more info and use my code ResWriteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResWriteRMN10, which is ResWriteRM as in mom, N as in nachos. 10 for 10% off all services. What? Nachos was a good thing.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jasmine with the New Black Collective.
And what's up? It's Dave ER from Change Waco.
Don't forget to subscribe to Stories of the Streets. Well, we'll be here every other week bringing you expert stories and also stories from local Wacoans.
Stories of the Streets is in association with the New Black Collective, Change Waco, and Rogue Media. Tell your friends, tell your family. Shout out to the streets. Tune in as much as y'all can.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.